This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news, the headlines first. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Bahadur Singh Lama announces his resignation from the post. Speaker Devraj Khemri says Nepal will organize international conference on climate change in mid-August to draw global attention on impacts of climate change in Nepal. Prime Minister Wali leaving for Turkmenistan this evening to participate in third UN conference on landlocked developing countries. And Russian volcano erupts for the first time in more than 500 years. Now the news in detail. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Bahadur Singh Lama has announced his resignation from the post today. At a press conference organized in Hetauda, Chief Minister Lama said he will meet the province chief tomorrow and submit his resignation later. Meanwhile, Bagmati Province Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Indra Banya said that he will present his claim for the chief minister's post after the provincial chief minister called for the new chief minister. Bahadur Singh Lama resigned from the post today after leading the province government for 1 year and 9 days. According to Lama, he resigned as per the instruction of the party president, Sir Bahadur Deuba. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is leaving for Turkmenistan this evening, leading a Nepali delegation to attend the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries. The conference is scheduled to take place in the city of Awaja on the 5th to the 8th of August. According to the Foreign Ministry, Prime Minister Wali is visiting Turkmenistan at the invitation of President of Turkmenistan, Sherdar Bedimiu Hamidu, and UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres. During the conference, Prime Minister Wali is scheduled to address the program in the capacity of Chair of the Global Coordination Bureau of the Least Developed Countries. Similarly, the Prime Minister would co-chair one of the high-level roundtable meetings and also deliver remarks at various programs. On the sidelines of the conference, Prime Minister Wali will hold bilateral talks with the heads of the delegation from various countries, as well as high-level office bearers of the UN and other international organizations. Prime Minister Wali is scheduled to return home on the 8th of August. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemri, returned home today after participating in the 6th World Conference of Speakers of Parliaments organized in Geneva of Switzerland. The conference was organized by the Inter-Parliamentary Union in close collaboration with the United Nations from the 30th to the 2nd of August. At a press conference organized at Tribhuvan International Airport today, upon his arrival, Speaker Khemri said that the conference concluded discussions on various issues, such as ways to uplift countries lagging behind due to poverty, ways to address existing challenges, and develop effective governance methods. Speaker Khemri also informed that an international conference on climate change would be organized on the 18th and 19th of August to draw the global attention on the impacts of climate change in Nepal. He also informed that discussion was held on organizing similar events on impact of climate change in Asia-Pacific region coming January 30th and 31st. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has asserted that those defying the constitution and democratic system are obstructing the House sessions. Launching a book, Democracy and People's Verdict, Electoral History of Nepal, authored by former Chief Election Commissioner Surya Prasad Shrestha today, Prime Minister Oli dubbed the tendency to ruin the system being part of as an anarchic and anti-democratic. He was referring to the consistent obstruction and boycotting of the House of Representatives meeting by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The Nepal Women Association has drawn the government's attention to withdraw the proposed law that would legalize polygamy in certain circumstances, submitting a memorandum to Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia. The association urged the minister to immediately take back the proposed law to that end, terming the proposed legal provision as irresponsible, regressive and objectionable. Association said it would ruin the hard-earned achievements in the era of women's rights and restore a practice of polygamy. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, has clarified that the claim about the law being drafted to legalize polygamy is not just a rumor but entirely false. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekaisa.
Harma TV, henus ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekaisa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone Internet TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The headline of the Narayangarh-Butol road project under the East-West Highway has been extended by a year. The deadline of the National Freight Project has been extended up to the 23rd of July in 2026, when the road construction saw only 70% progress by the end of the timeline extended for the third time. Information officer at the Narayangarh-Butol road project, engineer Shiva Khannal, confirm the extension of the project deadline fourth time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A volcano in far eastern Russia has erupted for the first time in more than 500 years, which experts say may be linked to the last week's massive earthquake. According to the BBC, the Krasennikov volcano in Kamchatka threw up an ash plume. Bloom up to 6 kilometers high overnight, Russia's emergency minister said there are no threats to populated areas. Hours later, another large earthquake in Russia led to the tsunami warnings in three areas of peninsula. Both events may be connected to a massive 8.8 magnitude earthquake, which hit a similar area last week. Russian experts had warned strong aftershocks were possible for several weeks after Wednesday's earthquake, which was one of the strongest ever recorded and saw millions of people evacuate. U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff is set to visit Moscow on Sunday in a bid to secure a breakthrough in negotiations over the Ukrainian conflict. The ANI news agency cited U.S. Ambassador to NATO Matthew Whitaker as saying he is hoping for a breakthrough. The special envoy has previously held several meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin during his earlier diplomatic efforts. Trump also announced Whitaker's planned visit to Russia, though not a specific timeline was given. Whitaker said that the U.S. intends to sell weapons to NATO allies, who would then provide them to Ukraine to facilitate dialogue between Moscow and Kiev. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and is likely to occur at many places of Madhya province, along with the Terai region of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces, and at some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Bahadur Singh Lama announces his resignation from the post. Speaker Devraj Khimre says Nepal will organize international conference on climate change in mid-August to draw global attention on impacts of climate change in Nepal. Prime Minister will be leaving for Turkmenistan this evening to participate in third UN conference on landlocked developing countries. And Russian volcano erupts for the first time in more than 500 years. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.